More about one company's commitment to using regenerative ag practices to become sustainable today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Yesterday, you met Anna Pierce, Director of Sustainability for the British company Tate & Lyle. The company operates internationally and focuses on ingredients for food and industrial purposes. Pierce says there's a movement to get farmers to adopt more regenerative practices.
All of these programs have ROIs. They have participation. That's where you see kind of the beauty of the program. So I don't necessarily think it's one KPI that we say, oh, this was a success. It's this myriad of metrics that really have the significant impact on our business and our operations and supply chains, but also on society as a whole for those participating farmers and local communities.
Pierce says success in a regenerative agriculture-based supply chain depends on all the players being willing to work together.
The agriculture space is one of the last spaces in sustainability that everyone's really transparent and we're all just really trying to do the right thing. The farmers that are participating, this is your incentive. This is our long-term plan for your incentives. This is what we expect from your yields. This is the direction of travel. And the same thing is for all of the partners that we have that participate throughout the value chain, is that you have to understand where you're going and align on that strategy.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.